There's Eric Clapton and the live version of Layla on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Well, Andy, this is news. The legendary Canadian actor Saul Rubinek is back on a Toronto stage all this week at the CAA Theatre on Yonge Street. The production is called Playing Shylock, with Saul as an actor playing the iconic character in Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. And Saul Rubinek is with us now to tell us more about the production and what he's been doing for the last several years.
Hi. Well, you haven't got time for me to tell you what I've been doing the last several years. Come on.
No, you're right, Saul. That's why IMDb exists, for goodness sakes.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Mostly what I've been doing was, you know, I mean, during the pandemic, we came up with doing this idea because we were bored and lonely and social creatures. Martin Kinch, the director, Mark Lyon Young, the playwright, and I, and we started working on it, never knowing that we would actually get a theater to be interested. In fact, I would do Zoom auditions for like 6-7 theaters across the country. And I was pretty good, I thought. But none of these theaters, I think they were too scared to do it. It was too controversial. And then finally, Canadian Stage, you know, agreed. This is a place where 52 years ago, I helped clean the pigeon shit out of that place. We called it a theater. So it was pretty cool to do it there. It was a sold-out run, which was unexpected. We knew we had a good show, but I think we hit the zeitgeist. There's something about rising anti-Semitism and things that I'm saying in the play that seem to resonate with Jews and non-Jews alike. And which is why we're doing it again at the CAA Theater for a week here.
So, Saul, you just mentioned it. Tell us about Playing Shylock and how it pertains to 2025. It's a show that certainly on the surface, it's a perfect show for Toronto, as we've seen many anti-Israel rallies here in the city the last number of months. It's a perfect time for Playing Shylock.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about this. I don't say the word Israel in the play. I don't say the word Gaza in the play. It's the whole idea of this show is that it's a production ostensibly of Merchant of Venice, starring a character named Saul Rubinek, who's playing Shylock. And I find out at intermission, I'm not supposed to know at intermission, I'm not supposed to know, the cast isn't supposed to know until after the show is over that night, but we find out inadvertently through an ill-timed press release that the theater has had pressure put on it and has decided that because of anti-Semitism, that they are going to close the show down, close the run down. And my character, the character called Saul Rubinek, refuses to do the second half of the show, refuses. And so I go out on stage, this is the way the show opens, as if it's intermission, right, of Merchant of Venice, and I tell the audience, listen, this is my fault. We're not doing a second act. Anyway, look, I'm the child of Holocaust survivors. Yes. I don't think it's anti-Semitic. And that's it. Good night. Goodbye. So 2 minutes, right? That's
right.
All I'm supposed to be on stage for as far as my character is concerned. But then I keep finding a reason to stay on stage, both to tell some funny stories, to talk about my father who was in Yiddish theater, to talk about the history of the play. I mean, this is a character your audience may not know, that Shylock is in only 5 scenes in this play. And yet this character, Shylock, has made the reputations of actors for 400 years. And I tell the audience why I think why. And I do excerpts to try to explain why this is. And I talk about my career, Saul's career, and how it intermingles with my father, who wanted to do Yiddish theater and always wanted to play Shylock. And mostly it's not about cancel culture, guys. And mostly it's really not about anti-Semitism. What really it's about is what can an actor, what can an artist, certainly an actor my age, maybe at the end of his career, what can he do if you can only play roles that don't offend anybody? If a line or a scene or an image, if it's taken out of context, if it offends people, it can't be done. I mean, can art handle all the baggage that we lay on it today? So now you've got an idea of what the thing is.
Right. Now, and what do you, I mean, we got to wrap up here, but oh my God, I'm so transfixed by what you're saying. Saul Rubinek is with us here on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. Your parents were rescued, I guess, in a sense, from being sent to concentration camps during World War II by a Polish farmer. You were born a few years after the Holocaust, World War II. What do you take from your parents' experience in this performance in particular?
If you come see it, you'll see it. I mean, I talk about the fact that I went back to Poland in 1986 to have a reunion, brought my parents back to have a reunion with the farmers, both of them, who had saved my parents' lives for 2.5 years. They survived together. and I talk about that. Yes, my entire career has, in one way or another, like all of us, has been determined and influenced by my background.
We're speaking with Saul Rubinek from Plain Shylock. Plain Shylock on now at the CAA Theater until April 6th. Saul, you touched on your storied career there just a minute ago, and what a career it's been. You've had the pleasure of working with some of the biggest names like Kelsey Grammer, Patrick Stewart, Clint Eastwood, Al Pacino, Nicolas Cage. I mean, for goodness sakes, Nicolas Cage. In our last minute or so here, you know good acting when you see it, Saul. So in all your years, curious to know, the actor that really blew you away with just their God-given talent.
I got to tell you, some of them you've never heard of. This may shock you. The most talented people I've ever met got out of the business because they couldn't handle rejection. The most famous people that I've worked with, like Pacino and Gene Hackman and wonderful actors like Martin Short, many of the most talented people, directors, writers, actors, that I worked with throughout my life simply were not able to handle rejection because, as you know, actors are probably rejected as artists on a more regular basis than any of the other arts. One learns far, far more from a failure, and the courage to allow yourself to fail, that's the key to maybe to living, let alone art.
Wow, what an honor and a pleasure. This has been iconic Canadian actor Saul Rubinek. For tickets, information, Playing Shylock, limited run this week, go to mervish.com. Saul, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
One last check on the roads now. Here's Spencer Costin.